This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 151. And on this episode, I'm showing you how I sold $10,000 worth of candles online. Now, you might be wondering, what does that have to do with online business? Well, I'm going to make the connection for you this week, so stay tuned. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, hustlers? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Now, I'm really stoked for this week's episode, per usual, because I'm doing something a little bit different. So for those that don't know, I have Heart, Soul, and Hustle, which I run full time. But when COVID hit and we were kind of stuck inside, my partner and I were like, what do we do to fill all this empty time? Now, I know that some people threw themselves into work or exercise or, you know, all kinds of things. But, you know, my partner, he is a very social person. He really likes to kind of get out and do things and be around the world, very extroverted. And when the world shut down, we couldn't do that, right? The introvert in me is like, hey, it's just another day at home. The extrovert in him is like, I've got to do something, right? And we kind of talked, and I came up with this idea to start a secondary company. And I didn't want it to have anything to do with Heart, Soul, and Hustle. I didn't want it to have my name on it, though I am going to tell you the name of the company in case you want to check it out. But we wanted to kind of start this project. And full transparency, I sort of started the business a little shooting from the hip, for lack of a better word. But my partner was really quick to kind of jump in with me, do some things with me. And, you know, we now have a small company that we run where we sell crystal-infused candles. Now, I know I don't talk a ton of woo on this show. And, you know, you may or may not be into crystals here nor there. I want to take you on this show into the fundamental business learnings that I took away from selling $10,000 worth of candles in our first 60 days of business, okay? Now, the reason I'm so geeked up about this episode is that I don't just want to be like, oh, wow, here's a quick way to make $10,000, right? I know I have episodes like that. There's nothing wrong with episodes like that. But this is more of like the philosophy of business, right? Because if you don't know, we also had a crystal company. We sold straight crystals. We did about $50,000 in sales over about 8 to 9 months, reselling actual crystals that we sourced from local suppliers, international suppliers. It was really cool. And one of our side products in this business was small crystal candles. When we started, Simon, my partner, said, hey, I really would love to sell crystal candles if we're going to do this crystal business, right? And I was really hesitant, to be honest. I was like, I don't know, should we do it? Should we not do it? But it was his kind of passion project within the business. And fast forward, you know, months and months later, we kind of started enjoying like the making of the product, right? So in our previous side business, we were just kind of reselling crystals, which is cool. It's profitable. It's fun. It was a nice little like extra income and extra hobby and something to do. But the candles were like, they were like something we were creating and birthing and putting out into the world. And right around Christmas, I sat down on my laptop and I said, why don't we go all in on this, right? Why don't we just double down and go all in on the crystal candles? I think we could do it. I found some places that sell candle supplies, and I think we should just go all in, up-level the brand, give it its own brand, and just kind of run with it. And within about 60 minutes of saying that, we had bought about $2,000 worth of candle supplies. Now, I know that that's a little insane and you might be like, I don't have that money. What am I going to take away from this episode? I just want to lay the foundation of kind of where we started, because the first big lesson that I learned from this additional business that we now run is that we have to take risks. The reality is your risk doesn't have to be financial, right? We took a financial risk. We could have started with $500 worth of supplies, sold our first 30 candles, and then reinvested over and over and over again. But man, I'm somebody who's like, when I hit this idea, I go all in. So the big lesson was like, just take a risk, okay? This lesson came up again and again and again for us in the first couple months of running this business. So I should pause and tell you, the business is called The Calming Oasis. You can check it out at The Calming Oasis on Instagram, thecalmingoasis.com. We really don't have a big social following yet. I'm optimistic, But we took some big risks early on. Okay. So that first one was we bought a bunch of supplies. We didn't go, you know, we didn't go small. We kind of went a little big and we bought enough supplies, I want to say, to make just over 150, 200 candles. And the second risk that we took was within the first, I would say, 3 to 4 weeks of like really being ready to sell, we, and by we, I mean me, was like, let me run Facebook ads. I'm so good at Facebook ads. I've been doing this for years. Y'all, let me tell you, e-commerce Facebook ads are different than non-e-commerce Facebook ads. And for the first maybe $1,000 we spent on advertising, we basically broke even. And that's like after supply and cost, we probably actually lost a little bit of money trying to sell these candles, right? And that brings me to my next lesson, which is you should invest in the things that you know in your gut are going to work, okay? So I think that so often, especially in the online space, we're like, oh, a webinar is a secret, or a challenge is a secret, or a video series, or a funnel, or, you know, all of these things are like, quote unquote, the secret, right? And as marketers, it's our job to kind of make the case for our strategy, but you have to find what you know is going to work for you, okay? And what we really did when we got started was I did a bunch of research and I just started connecting with people on YouTube, Instagram, podcasts that were talking about selling handmade products, okay? Because there's really three ways that you can invest in your success, and that's time, supplies, and education, okay? And the education piece, sometimes I would refer to as a money piece, but basically what I found myself saying was, okay, I know Facebook ads can work. I know other companies are out there running ads. I know there's a whole world of e-commerce businesses out there. And I said, first thing I'm going to do is invest my time, okay? Because my time is, it's not free, but I don't have to pay for it. I don't have to be out of pocket to invest my time in learning what could work. The second thing we invested in was education. So I convinced Simon to let me take some money and buy an online course about selling handmade products. And the course was basically how to generate at least one sale every day in your online business. And it was a $1,000 course. And really, this is so ninja, you guys, but if you take away one thing from this episode, I want you to take away this. I bought that entire course for the Facebook ads strategy. Okay. That course talks about PR and building a successful store and email marketing. But I was like, I know in my gut, Facebook ads are going to be really big for us. Now, we did end up making changes to our online store that helped our ads generate more revenue. We went through that course, and really I went through it because I do a lot of the marketing, but I went through that course and I just devoured all the information I could about making the most money on Facebook ads with a reasonable investment without going crazy. And those ads that I learned how to run from this course were amazing. I mean, they worked for us really well. They worked for about a month and a half. Now, the ad side of me knows that after about a month and a half, you have to start getting new copy and creative and imagery. And we're in the process of testing some of that out right now. But we took a risk, a big investment in our education to kind of learn how to run Facebook ads for an e-commerce business. And the takeaway, the parallel to the online business you're probably running is like, how often are you swimming upstream when you could just buy a book, buy a course, listen to a podcast, listen to a YouTube video on how to do what you want to do? Now, the reason that I bought a course is because a lot of my research turned up that there wasn't a lot of information about how e-commerce businesses were running their ads unless it was drop shipping, which is not what we were doing. We were selling actual products we were making. So you guys, like if you're sitting here thinking, I know in my gut this could work, take the time, the money, the education to like invest in learning how to get results faster. Okay. It doesn't have to be a 1997 course. And I say this with such conviction because I know, like in this case we did, but I bought another course on another ad strategy that we're testing that was $97 because I found it later down the road. Totally different strategies, but we're testing them both out. Okay. And that brings me to the next lesson that we learned, which was start simple. Okay. As somebody who's been doing this for years and runs a relatively successful business in the online space, when we started the candle company, I was like, I just want it. I want it now. I want it fast. I want it. I want it. I want it. I want it. And what I realized was we had to start small. Okay. Now I know we made a big investment in supplies, but when we actually went to our website, we started with three candles. We now have 6 candles, but we started small with just 3 candles. And then we validated that people wanted these candles. We found what were the most popular, what were the least popular, what had the highest converting ads, what had the highest converting sales on our website. We validated what we thought would work, and we simply kept pushing with what was working. So in our case, the Calming Oasis sells a candle called Northern Lights. And Northern Lights is this beautiful candle. It's in a matte black jar. It's got a moonstone in it, which has this really cool iridescent effect to it sometimes. And then it's got glitter. And it had a winter scent, right? Northern Lights, Arctic, winter, that kind of thing. And I was like, man, this is going to do so good because we're launching it December, January. People are going to love it. And it did really well. What shocked me is that it continued to do well. And it still is one of our best performing ads that we run and our best selling product. We had to buy more. We had like 100 containers for Northern Lights, and we had to buy another 100 just recently. And, you know, what we found is that we were looking at what worked and expanding. So what people really loved, kind of that we inferred about Northern Lights, was that they loved that it was kind of this unique, fun, pretty crystals, but still pretty candle. And we ended up making another candle, Cookie Crumbs. And Cookie Crumbs has Blue Appetite in it. It's in this beautiful iridescent jar. It's got actual sprinkles in it, and it smells like baked goods. And what I think has worked really well for us is to expand on the things that are actually working. So we put more money into advertising Northern Lights, but then we also expanded into new ideas, leveraging what we thought people were enjoying about the candles. And then we just repeat this process. So we're always trying to make new candles fun and appealing and different and unique, because that's what made Northern Lights work so well. So there's this really simple process that I realized I wasn't just doing in the candle business, but I also have done with Heart, Soul, and Hustle. And that is that I start really small. We take 1, 2, 3 product ideas. We validate them by putting them out there. We expand on what's working into our business, and then we repeat that process. So under the Heart, Soul, and Hustle brand, what that has kind of looked like is we start small. We do these live workshops, which do really well. And then if the live workshop goes well and we sell enough, we consider it validated. We expand our free workshop into a product. And if that product does well, we repeat that process. So you've probably seen us do this at Heart, Soul, and Hustle. We literally start with, here's a paid workshop. We spin that paid workshop into a product if it's validated. And then we expand that product into our suite, into our content, into our podcast, into everything. Because this is a process that whether you sell a candle or a course, it works. So let me just pause and do a quick recap of everything that we've covered so far. So number one, we take risks, okay? We took a risk by buying a lot of inventory. You could take, you know, for you, starting the business could be a risk. Putting the first blog post out could feel like the risk, but you've got to take risks. 2, we have invested in the dream, okay? And I don't mean that like invest in your dream and everything will come true. I mean like when we know or feel in our gut that something is going to work, whether it's Facebook ads or a candle or an idea or a marketing strategy, we try it. We invest the time or the money that it takes to figure it out. Whether that be time spent watching YouTube videos or money invested in a course, we invest in the forward motion of the business. And then 3, we like to start simple. So we start small, we validate, we expand it into the other areas of the business, and then we repeat that process. So I've got 2 more lessons that we've learned. And the 4th lesson is fail as you go. So I've got a fun story for you guys. We source our crystals direct from suppliers. Okay. We work directly with suppliers. We built those relationships in our previous candle business. Okay. We were sitting in our office one day in our little candle laboratory, AKA our garage. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. We've sold like 10 Northern Lights. I go to put the crystals into the candles and we don't have any crystals. And our supplier is about an hour and 15 minute drive away. Not a huge deal, but kind of an inconvenience when you're doing the making on the weekends. And I had to drive from Orange County down to San Diego in California. It's about an hour and 15 minute drive, hoping that they had more crystals, which luckily they did. But you've got to make mistakes as you go. Okay, this was a perfect example of us not having a solid, visible inventory system. So because we can't see on a regular basis what is actually available to us in terms of crystals, supplies, scents, we were constantly in the early days being like, oh my gosh, we have 1 candle left in 10 orders. What do we do? And we would have to pay rush shipping from this place and for like our candle scents and rush shipping for wax and Amazon for odds and ends. And like, We were just constantly in this state of like trying to be caught up. And one of the things that we learned was like, hey, look, this is going well. At this point, we'd probably had our first month, which did about $5,000 in sales. And we started to say, okay, we need to take money from this business and reinvest it into having a working space, right? It sounds crazy, but we took some of the money from the business and we bought organizers to make our life easier, okay? We bought storage shelves, we bought cabinets, we bought stuff that we can literally use to see what's available. So now when we want to know how many crystals or candles are left, we just open a drawer and look. Now, could it be more sophisticated? Could it be better? Absolutely. But it couldn't have happened if we hadn't come to the realization that we needed that from having all of these little failures along the way. You know, full transparency, we had to send out an email. We were about 14 days behind on order, probably about 40 days in when it kind of came to a head that we didn't realize we had a clear pulse on our stock. And now it does. It takes us about 5 to 7 days to ship a candle because we make them on demand. We're now getting to a point where we're going to start batching them and having some available in advance so that the delivery time is shorter. But it takes about 5 to 7 days for us to make a candle, let it cure, and then ship it. So most people wait about a week for their order. Well, about 40 days in, we got into this situation where we didn't have the crystals we needed. We were waiting on scents. We were waiting on new wax. And we had people that we had to email and say, hey, I'm so sorry that your candles are running low or slow. We just need a few more days because we were waiting on, in this case, we were actually waiting on lids. Our lid supplier fell through. They stopped sending lids. They told us they were out of them. We went back and forth for about 3 weeks. And during that time, we were running out of lids. And then we went through a period for about 10 days where we had no lids for the candles. It was such a nightmare. So what ended up happening, just to kind of bring you resolution to that story, for the lids and the wax, the scents, everything came, the lids did not. We had to find a local candle supply company in California. We drove to them, we picked up 100 lids, and we liked their lids more. And now we actually work with that company. We have a much better margin on our lids. We have a much more stable supply, and they're so great to work with. We love working with them. So what's the big takeaway here from this one? You know, I said that the lesson was like, fail as you go, but really, don't be afraid of like failure and realize that most things are like what I call like a micro failure, right? Like it sucks. We weren't getting our stuff out on time, but guess what? We reached out. Do you know that nobody in that time period canceled their order? Most people said they appreciated our transparency. Most people said, thank you so much for letting me know. Not one person was like, you suck, cancel my order. But in my mind, before I sent out that email, I had built into this big thing of like, how am I going to tell people? How are people going to receive this? What are we going to do? And it's like, if we didn't have this failure, we would have never found the new lid supplier with better margin and better product, right? Not only do you have to fail as you go, but you have to learn from and take advantage of your failures. Because every failure is an opportunity to learn and expand and grow. And that's what we did. We learned to create an organization system for our crystals. We learned a better place to get lids. We learned a better strategy. We've got a better schedule. And things are running a lot more smooth. Okay. Now, the fifth lesson that I learned from this business that gets me so geeked up, so excited, I wrote this one down. I put a big star on it. And that is that every sale counts. Let me say that again. Every sale counts. Now, if you follow me on like Facebook or Instagram, you may have seen me mention the candles once or twice. And that's because I wanted to get an initial influx of validation and sales. And my audience that would love these candles is a similar crossover to the audience that I have or the extended audience that I have. And at first, you know, I was actually talking with somebody and they were like, yeah, you know, it's like, it's really awesome. You're starting to sell these candles, but how many strangers have bought, right? And that kind of, that like hit me in the gut because it was like, I felt like we were starting to get traction. People were buying from us. We were selling. The website was getting sales. Everything was working. And then somebody was like, yeah, but you know these people. Y'all, let me tell you something, okay? We, early on in this business, we actually invest most of it back into the business in supply and expansion, in materials, in like organization. Early on, we put most of the money back in. We take about 10 to 15% of the revenue, put it into our pockets. We take another 10% and set it aside for taxes plus sales tax. And, you know, I tell you that so that you're not sitting here going, oh, they've sold $10,000 worth of candles. They must have $10,000 in their pocket. No, quite honestly, over 60 days, we probably put around $1,000 to $1,500 in our pocket. And I got news for you. when that money hit our bank account and we used it to upgrade our space or buy new supplies, do you know that not a single supplier said to us, oh, this dollar that you want to spend, it's actually worth less because your friend bought it. Let that sink in. You know, sometimes we put parameters on what makes a sale of value or what makes a sale credible or what makes a sale like legitimate. And the truth is, if somebody is giving you money in exchange for your goods, products, services, coaching, it doesn't matter. That person is putting their faith in you, both literally and symbolically and financially, right? So, you know, early on, we probably got about 20 of our first 100 orders from people that I knew. It was people that I knew. Simon knew a couple of people who purchased. You know, now I would say probably less than like 20% of our orders come from people we know. They tend to come from people who have found us through advertising. Yeah, less than 20%. I was pulling it up to verify. I felt good about that stat. But the thing is, you've got to understand that every sale counts because people, they democratize your business with their dollars, right? And if people are giving you their dollars in exchange for your stuff, it doesn't matter if it's your friend or someone you went to school with, or, you know, that doesn't matter, right? What matters is that somebody trusted you, somebody invested in you, somebody invested in your product, your service, your offer, your handmade good, right? It's like, you just got to realize that every dollar from that first one that maybe came from your mom or your sister to that thousandth one that comes from someone who listened to your podcast, found you on the internet and bought your course, it doesn't matter. You know, like lean into and be proud of yourself for those sales. Because the reality is most of us start building our net worth from our network. Okay. And whether you've been doing this for one day or 1,000 days, there are people who like you, trust you, know you, are connected to you, and that become your buyers. Because yes, maybe your best friend is your fan because they're your friend now, but a year from now, when your best fan becomes your close friend, does that make their investment with you less valuable? I could go on and on about this one forever. I won't, but I could. But this was a lesson that really hit home for me because, you know, when I first thought about recording this episode about how we did $10,000 in sales in 60 days, like our first 60 days selling, right? Full transparency, we were probably up for about 90 days because we spent about 2 to 4 weeks making candles and taking pictures and building the website. But from the day we started selling to day 60, we did $10,000 in sales. And I almost didn't want to record this podcast because I was like, well, how much of that 10,000 was people I know? And then I stepped back and said, but like, that counts, right? That counts. So don't discount your success because it's not the success you expected. And if you want to get a little woo and universal with that, I have a good friend who likes to say, you know, the universe, God, higher power, however you define it, gives you what you're asking for, but not always in the way you're expecting. And so for me, one of my big goals was $10,000 in the first 60 days. And we quickly found that, yeah, that was a great goal, but some of that required people buying from us who knew us already. So I want to wrap up with kind of a bonus lesson, and then we'll recap everything. The bonus lesson that kind of came to me is, you know, when I was thinking about Heart, Soul, and Hustle, for those that don't know, Heart, Soul, and Hustle has gone through iterations as a personal brand. I mean, it is still a personal brand, but it's gone through iterations where it's like, I sold services, I sold products, I sold coaching, I sold consulting, I did speaking gigs. Like, if you can make money doing it online, there's a good chance I've tried it. And this candle business really cemented for me that there is an infinite number of ways to make money, okay? So if you're doing something and you're like, oh, this is not an infinite way to make money, or this doesn't feel as infinite, you don't have to do it. You know, there are people making millions selling candles. There are people making millions selling courses. There are people making millions buying real estate. There are people making millions selling software. There are people making millions selling only courses. There are subscriptions. There are services. I mean, you in 2021, you can pretty much do whatever you want to generate revenue. And I don't know if this is like an aching itch that I've had to scratch for a long time. That's like, oh, you can only, you know, make money teaching people how to make money. And I was like, you know what? On some subconscious level, I think this was a lesson I needed to take in and learn and say, I can make money selling candles. I can make money consulting, coaching, speaking, courses, services, agency. It doesn't matter. Because the final lesson for you is there are infinite ways to make money, and you can learn how to do any of them. And I really want you to take that home with you. I really want you to, you know, hear me say this, because I see so many people struggle uphill because they're doing it the way they think they should, right? They think, oh, I could never make all the money doing this, so I'm going to add this, or I could never make all the money doing that, so I'll just quit, or I'll stick with it, but I'll never be financially successful, but I'll be happy. Y'all, you can have it all, okay? So let me just recap everything that we covered today. I'm just going to run through some of the lessons that I gave you. Lesson number one was take risks, right? We took risks on investing in a lot of inventory early on. We started running Facebook ads before I knew what I was doing. We invested in education. We invested in consulting. We put a lot back into the business early on, okay? And you might be sitting here saying, I don't have a ton of money to invest right now. That's okay. Because number two, you can invest in time and money. So invest in yourself. Invest in learning the skills, the strategies, the tools, the marketing, the messaging, the advertising, the selling, the sales, the website. Study and learn it all. Especially early on in your journey, you're going to wear a lot of hats. You're going to be the graphic designer. You're going to be the copywriter. You're going to be the marketer. You're going to be the CEO. And you've got to embody all those roles, but you've got to learn how to do them as best as you can. Books, YouTube, blogs. Yes, there's courses, but it doesn't always have to cost money to develop a skill you want to develop. Number three, start small, validate your ideas, expand that what's working into the business, and repeat that process as necessary. Number four, fail as you go. You know, I told you that story about how we sold more candles than we had and how it was kind of a nightmare, but we learned from it and we adapted. So fail as you go and adapt based on your failure. I find that in business, most failures, most hiccups, most mistakes are what I call micro failures, which means they feel worse to us than most people think. I told you about how we sold like 12 or 15 orders that were like 10 days behind, and we just told people what was happening. And guess what? People were kind. They were micro failures. They didn't kill us. They didn't end us. In fact, we grew because of it. Number five, every dollar counts. Stop telling yourself that a certain sale isn't as valuable as another, or that, you know, if your friend buys it, it doesn't count. Guess what? If somebody exchanges their money for your stuff, whether that be coaching, consulting, or physical products, there is a belief there. There is an understanding there. There is a exchange happening. And it's no more or less valuable than when a complete stranger finds you and buys your stuff off the side of the internet or the side of the road, right? It's all the same, and it's just as powerful. And then I gave you this bonus lesson and said, there are infinite ways to make money. So whether you want to sell candles or coaching, whether you want to sell widgets or courses, it doesn't matter. In 2021, you can generate revenue doing whatever you want. So find what sparks your soul. Find what makes you happy. For me, I like making candles because I get to go out into our workshop and I'm not plugged into my other business. It's almost like a disconnecting strategy of ways, right? I'm not checking email. I'm not doing a million things. I'm like there building candles or processing orders. And it's fun because I get to do it with my partner. So that is the lessons for you guys. If you want the full shebang, you want the show notes, you want the recap, you want all of that, heartsoulhustle.com/151. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/151. We will have a complete recap of the show with timestamps. We'll also have a full transcript of the show that you can read through. And I want to wrap with this. If you want to learn more or you got a lot of value out of this episode, tag me on Instagram at heartsoulhustle. Now, I was a little hesitant to do this episode because it's not a big flashy number. It's not like a crazy success story. We're only about 75 to 90 days into the business. I'd have to double check the calendar. But our third month probably won't be a $5,000 month because we're reevaluating ads and we're reevaluating strategies and we're reevaluating our email list marketing. But guess what? I wanted to share what I learned from where I'm at. One of the core values that I've always had from day one is transparency and honesty. And I just want to tell you what we did transparently, honestly tell you what I've taken away from it, and give you the opportunity to learn more. So if these kinds of episodes are resonating with you, do me a huge favor. Tag me on Instagram at heartsoulhustle. Let me know your big takeaway, or just DM me and tell me you enjoyed it. I always appreciate that too. But we will wrap up here. If you want to learn more, The Calming Oasis is our candle shop at The Calming Oasis on Instagram or thecalmingoasis.com. We'll also link that up in the show notes over at heartsoulhustle.com/151. I hope you got a lot of value on this episode. I had a lot of fun recording it. And until next time, keep hustling.
Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.